now take up Senate Bill 157, which revises certain provisions concerning who may hold a light wine license. Senator Vitter, thank you for waiting. Welcome to local government.
Good morning, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. Senator Vitter, representing District 30. What you have before you is Senate Bill 157, and this has to do with a light wine proposal that we're trying to expand economic development with. In the cases of what's happening here, you have major structures that up to $5 million have been invested in some of these structures, and so we're looking for a fairness issue of whether or not they would have the right for, because we need convention rooms very, very bad and reception rooms very, very bad to enhance the economy of which these structures are being built. This is why we're offering 157. And with your permission, Madam Chairman, I would like to turn this over to Representative Derby, if you would allow that.
Certainly. Further proponents on Senate Bill 157. Representative Derby, welcome to local government.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Representative Mike Derby from Rapid City, and here as a proponent of Senate Bill 157. Currently, for a wine license, you have to be, as you'll note, an operator of a restaurant. It has to have a connected kitchen and be able to serve 50 guests. We do have someone from Rapid City that has built a 99-room hotel and convention center and would like to host receptions, weddings, and then also have a hospitality room for the guests of the hotel. And the amendment is very simple. The term motel, hotel facility, as used in this section, means a facility used and kept open for hosting of large groups of guests for compensation, which has at least 75 beds that are suitable for lodging accommodations. And that's the amendment, and I will be glad to stand by for questions. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponents on Senate Bill 157. Further proponents. If you would step to the microphone and identify yourself. Welcome to local government.
Yes, I'm Robert Blumenthal. I'm from Century Motels in Rapid City. We're building the 99-room Howard Johnson Express Inn and Suites located next to the Civic Center in Rapid City. Upon completion, we'll have roughly $5 million into this project. We have several wedding receptions booked. Customers have requested wine and champagne at these receptions. According to the Rapid City's Attorney's Office, we're not allowed to have a wine license because we do not have a bona fide restaurant. Also, the City of Rapid City will not allow guests renting these convention space, party space, to bring their own wine and champagne into these private rooms. They cited bottle clubs being prohibited and mixing of alcoholic beverages in public places. For a short time fix, we were fortunate enough to have transferred an on-sale liquor license to the motel for the receptions we currently have booked, but like I said, that's a short time fix. To the end of it, we just want to have wine and champagne at hotel functions.
Thank you, Mr. Blumenthal. Further proponents? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 157? Hearing none, we will take questions, and I would have one, Mr. Blumenthal, but first, Representative Klocek. No, please.
Oh, thank you. I had a question for Mr. Blumenthal.
Mr. Blumenthal, would you step back to the desk, please? Representative Klocek.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Blumenthal, you said, I believe, $57 million you're putting into the...
No, we have $5
million. Oh, $5 million into the restaurant? Okay, good. You have $5 million into the motel. You made this investment, and I'm not really that knowledgeable on the motel, hotel, and restaurant industry, but what is the threshold for you not, or the logic for not putting like a restaurant lounge in your motel? Is there a profit reasoning there?
Most,
or what's the deciding factor? Dollar amount? Is there a dollar amount you need, or what's the logic?
Most motels, hotels with restaurants, that is a profit loss center for them.
And follow-up question, Representative Klocek.
So, thank you, Madam Chair. So what I'm hearing you say is that you don't think it's profitable enough to put a restaurant in to get your beer and license or champagne license like the other motels have to do.
That's part of the issue. The other part of the issue that I had with the city was there's no defined level of restaurant. If I were to put a hot dog cooker in, I would have to have a restaurant license. However, that would not satisfy the city of Rapid City.
Follow-up question.
Well, what I'm hearing you say then is this not an issue between you and the city then? Should there not be the city council? You should take this to them and tell them that they should clarify their rules and get things going so that, and then emphasize this $5 million investment to them?
They
Mr.
are
in, Blumenthal.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. They are interpreting state law.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you very
Certainly.
Much for the answer.
Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Blumenthal, before you built your establishment, did you know what the liquor laws were as they impacted on your facility you were proposing?
Mr. Blumenthal, would you care to answer?
Actually, the city had granted us a wine license. However, we decided, since we weren't opening until after January, to hold off on the wine license. That's when they renew in the city. So we did not take the wine license. However, upon further review and talking with, I believe, Sodak Distributing, they're surprised that we're getting one. And that's kind of how we kind of came to this situation. But we did have one at one time if we wanted to get it, but we weren't, I guess, following the law, according to the city council.
The chairman has a couple questions. Have you given any thought to purchasing a liquor license? I believe there are two on sale in Rapid City available, Mr. Blumenthal.
Yes, however, this is not, quote, going to be a profit center for us. It's an amenity for receptions, maybe special functions, maybe a happy hour, but it's not going to be, the city council did not allow us to have a bar in our facility. So this is just for special uses and maybe like a happy hour using our hospitality room.
I have a follow-up question, if I may. You mentioned you have a temporary license, transferred license. Would you explain that procedure to me?
Yes. I'm affiliated with another company who we are saving. We have, the owners have a separate license which is reserved for a restaurant pad for another location. However, it's currently not built as of yet. So once that is built, that is going to go back to that restaurant pad.
Thank you. Additional questions from the committee? Additional questions? Thank you, Mr. Blumenthal. If there are no other questions, we will close to committee discussion and or action. Appears to be rather a laid-back morning among local government. While you're thinking, committee, I would like to recognize the people from Aberdeen who are here for Business Day. We're delighted you came to local government, and we hope you enjoy your stay and tour of the Capitol. Good. We're happy to have you here.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hansen.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Again, for fear that we're possibly making exceptions, but when you think about this, really this request does make sense, and I think that it's recognizing a situation that exists in Rapid City. But are we really doing anything too badly wrong by approving this bill? So with that, I would move to pass.
Representative Hansen moves to pass. Is there a second on that motion? Representative Slaughter seconds. Discussion on the do-pass motion on Senate Bill 157. Seeing none, all those in favor of the do-pass motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Gillespie? Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Hargan?
Aye.
Holbeck?
Aye.
Huzzle?
No.
Wilcher?
No.
Lynch?
Aye.
Marshall?
No.
Roden?
Aye.
Sixth?
Aye.
Slaughter?
Aye.
Hemmings?
Aye.
Donovan?
Aye. Senate Bill 157 goes to the floor with a do pass motion. 10-3.